This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, right here from my flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer in Tampa, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, and our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working right now on the Third Watch, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for doing what you're doing and keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That we're also on Parler, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, same way. Gab, same way. We're also on Getter, G-E-T-T-R, the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, we're over there on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, and we're on our friends at Instagram over there. So you'll be able to find us by typing in the word Captain's America. That's Captain with an S, Captain's America, and you'll find us. Okay, joining us right now from California, IA, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation. Indivisible. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yeah, I was just watching the bulletin that just came across the screen here in front of me. It says Nancy Pelosi is now meeting with the Taiwan president.
Oh, very interesting. Yes.
Yeah, right now. So that just popped up here on the screen in front of me, distracted me. But we do emphasize the fact that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we certainly hope that you are able to take advantage of that and figure out what it is we're talking about. Now, the Taliban grossly violated its 2020 agreement with the United States by hosting and sheltering the Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. Now, this is coming from Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Okay, now we know that. What are you going to do about it?
Well, all I can say, Captain, is Americans are shocked today to find out that the Taliban, you know, did not do what they're supposed to do. It's shocking, you know, but I'll tell you, of course, it's not shocking one little bit. Unfortunately, it shows that we've come a long way, obviously, but in some ways we continue to see a lot of the same problems. And of course, the pullout of Afghanistan, this brings all that up. And where the Taliban are right now, what they're doing, and the kind of sort of hellish nightmare that they have created now in Afghanistan is just par for the course for them, unfortunately.
These people are our enemy, and so isn't China.
Well, they have entirely opposite values in so many ways. to the idea of freedom and self-determination. We could do an entire, we could do hours, Captain,
sure,
on the subjugation of women in, under the Taliban regime. We could talk about all these different things that they do, that, and they're so egregiously bad to human beings, that it's just unspeakable.
Now, Yuma, Arizona is right along the border. And each of you, what, 100 miles?
For Yuma, Arizona?
Yeah.
Well, to get to Yuma would probably be, a few hours drive to get across California, yeah.
Yeah, it's way over to the east on the border.
Right.
There's a big air base there, amongst other things, too. There's also a Marine, part of the Marine bases over there. They do a lot of training. Now, the Yuma mayor said, closing four apps in the border barrier is just the first step, as 50 other gaps remain. And we're talking about gaps in the fence.
Well, precisely. And, this is, it's unfortunately can be like a sieve right now, but the step-by-step addressing of those things is really going to be impactful, I think.
Well, we know we got to do something, and wherever the holes are in the fence or where they got these gaps like this, they have to close them. They have no choice.
Well, of course. And, Captain, we heard a lot about the wall, and when President Trump was candidate Trump talking about building a border wall. Of course, there's always been, in some way, shape, or form, some barriers at the border, in one form or another, in one state of repair or another, or even if it was existed at all. But the practicality is there, and this issue has become so pronounced and so bad that at the very least, having a functional wall is, or barrier, for lack of a better expression, is really something that you almost can't live without at this point, even with electronic interdiction and drones and electronic frontiers and stuff like that, because if you can't get a handle on this issue, it's just going to continue to exacerbate. And one of the reasons it's gotten to this point is because of the policies that were in place that allowed this all to start happening. It's really something.
I hear the music coming up in my ear, so I'm just going to tease this and just mention this, and then we'll come back. But Senator Ossoff says the economy is rough because of prices and tighter monetary supply. We'll get into that when we come back with Kyle Warren. More with the Professor of Politics right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren, stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Now, I played that again on purpose because I wanted to get the phone number in there, and that one had the phone number. So there you go. Now, we got that taken care of. All right. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for over 8 years, and I take it because it works. Now, the reason it works is because of the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which are all natural ingredients, which helps your body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source. Now, what I like about it is 8 years of taking this, I take it in the morning with my breakfast, and it gets in my system and stays there. And I don't take another pack of these four little capsules until I have some more pain or something that bothers me. If I don't need to take it again, I don't. It's that simple. But it takes care of the swelling, the inflammation, the pain that I have with the problems that I have with by both my left leg and foot and ankle, as well as my leg and my right foot and ankle, which is now starting to make up for the left one, I guess. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, the way you find out about this is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. And $19.95 is all it costs for the 3-week quick start. It's been that for the entire 8 years I've been taking it. $19.95. Get started that way, see what it does for you. And if it works, you can just say, thank you very much, Mr. Captain, and just keep on taking it. Because it's not bad, it's good for you. It's like taking a vitamin pill for the pain and the stuff that you've got problems with. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I hope you were aware of what I was doing with that opening there, because it didn't play. The end didn't play, and it's always got the phone number in there. And we like to hit the phone number when we go to break, right?
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, 1-877-969-8600.
Look at that; he's got it memorized. All right,
I do.
Senator Ossoff has said, and I quote: "The economy is rough because of prices and tighter monetary supply." Well, the prices are up on whatever. So naturally, companies are going to pass the higher prices along to us, correct?
Well, of course, yeah.
And we all understand that, right?
Right.
So therefore, when the Inflation Reduction Act comes along, and they say that, well, there's no increase in taxes. Yes, businesses might be getting an increase, but you individuals are not. Do they think that we're stupid to not know that when you raise the tax rate on a company or any type of thing to cost them more money to produce their product, that they're not going to pass that along to the consumer? Is there anybody that doesn't know that we know that?
Well, I don't think so, at least not a reasonable person. But, you know, let's just for a moment, Captain, we'll take the term taxation out of the picture. You don't need to have taxation necessarily to get prices to raise.
No.
What we've seen with what's happening with energy and oil and gas and diesel, well, those prices went up. And, of course, what happened? Everything went up at the grocery store. Everything went up at the market. Wherever you're shopping, wherever you're trying to buy, all that went up. And there wasn't a tax for that necessarily, but it's all the same principle. So, exactly. So in other words, the energy costs raised costs for the companies. They pass those costs on to the consumer. And the same thing will happen with this Inflation Reduction Act, quote-unquote, with the taxation going against companies. It's very detrimental to the economy.
And with little old Frenchie out there, you know who she is, right?
Yeah, talking about the White House press secretary.
Yeah, with little old Frenchie out there saying, oh, well, the price of gasoline has dropped 61 cents a gallon in the last 3 months, and that's helping people out very much. For the most part, it's down below $4 a gallon all across the country now, and that's helping people out, too. She's so stupid, she doesn't realize that when this president came into office, when he got elected into office, it was less than $2 a gallon across the country. And when he got sworn in, it was about $2.17 a gallon. But within a month, it jumped up to $2.30 and kept on going. And we're happy because we're saving 61 cents a gallon. Well, we might be a little bit happy, but we'd be thrilled if we could get it back down under $2 a gallon, which is what we could do if we just start again with the Keystone Pipeline and drill, baby, drill, and start using our own oil up there.
Well, right. You know, the only way that you could ever see the current gas prices is something that's helping people out. Because you're right. I mean, it went up by so much, but then it comes down by a little bit comparatively, and this is amazing. And Joe Biden's helping the American people, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, Captain, the prices went up, but people's incomes didn't go up commensurate with the prices. So, I mean, you're still getting taken to the cleaners on all these things, and people understand that. They know that. Even if it's 61 cents down, according to Karine Jean-Pierre, it's not going to make the big difference in people's lives. It's got to go down to the levels you were just talking about, even if we're openers to help people.
Right. And until it does, I mean, we're not saving the money we were. We're spending more.
Well, exactly. Everybody's all families are spending more, and they're not. And in some ways, they're not just spending it because for so many reasons they don't have the extra money that you would have to spend the extra $400 a month that they estimate. They're not going to be spending the money. They're not going to be buying something else. They have to hunker down and they have to only do essential things at that point. And that's also going to be more detriment to the economy. You know, and we heard something the other day too, Captain, right, about, well, people have savings and they're dipping into their savings to continue the spending spree or something. Well, it's all madness at that point.
Now, Stacey Abrams was on yesterday with Joy Reid on TV, and you can just imagine the love fest that was.
Exactly, yeah.
She was talking about how things were getting better and much better, and she didn't commit to exactly what she was running for outside of the governor's seat in Georgia, but there's a lot of speculation that she may run for president in 2 years.
Well, she was president of the world, right, on Star Trek Discovery.
She still is.
From what I understand. Well, and also, here's my question, a little bit of levity, Captain. Has Stacey Abrams ever stopped making her false claims that she you know, the election was stolen or something from her?
No, she's a governor.
I guess so. She's governor in exile, I guess. But we bring that up, of course, because... Isn't that interesting that you can actually have a candidate who's, I guess, not, as far as I know, right, hasn't conceded the election, but that's all fine and good. You know, it's, you know, that's fine because she's a Democrat, I guess. And that's just the double standard of the whole thing.
Well, they keep talking about Trump and about the fact that he's talking about how the election was stolen from him back at, you know, in 2020. And it was, it certainly was. All the proof is there. Nobody's doing anything because they aren't. That's all I can say about that. But the fact of the matter is, she is saying the same thing about her election, but who knows?
Right. Well, but again, yeah, just again, shows the double standard. And, but to run for president, you know, there are those out there talking about AOC, you know, could run for president, I guess. You know, I expect she'd be.
How about this one? How about this one?
Time.
President Stacey Abrams, Vice President AOC.
Well.
How about that one?
You know, I don't know. The Republic has endured so much. I expect it would survive, but this would be ludicrous. This would be the 100% takeover of the Democrat Party by the far left. There would be just an ideology. It wouldn't even be even just an illusion that we would have a regular sort of American government that would be functioning at that point.
Yes, indeedy. And folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're getting ready to hit the bottom of the hour break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Joe Biden and talk about his age and talk about a lot of things that were thrown out there in the last couple of days about him, some of which you've heard and some of which you haven't. And you'll be interested to know about the stuff you haven't heard about when it comes to Joe that even the Democrats are scratching their heads about. So, Kyle, hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, you hold that thought, and we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
It's primary day in five states: Arizona, Michigan, Missouri, Kansas, and Washington. The battle for control of the U.S. House and Senate is up for grabs this cycle. And for the first time since the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade, Kansas will vote whether abortion can be constitutionally protected. In 2019, the state Supreme Court ruled personal autonomy is protected in the state constitution's Bill of Rights and applied tight regulations for abortion. Kansas voters are deciding whether to pass that amendment, which will remove the constitutional right, or against it, which would keep it in place. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning. I'm broadcasting to you live from our flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country. By the way, Mike Lindell and MyPillow bring you this portion of the program. And don't forget to check out his website, MyPillow.com. While you're over there, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. That's where it all starts. All the magic begins over there. MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll need the promo code CAPTAIN to get in there. When you get in, take a look at all the buy one, get one deals he's got going on there. Plus, while you're there, you can also take a look at all the different sale items he's got going on there. A lot of different individual things for sale, too, saving a lot of money. For example, the MyPillow slippers, they're still $90 off. And they're running out of some of the kinds of slippers they've got, and sandals too. So you got to make up your mind. If you want them, you got to get them, because as Mike's been saying, once they're gone, they're gone. Now, you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. All you got to do is give him a call, 1-800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. 1-800-641-5459. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
Now, we're going to, in just a second or so, once I get done talking about what I'm going to talk about, we're going to go back and we're going to review where we're at with the election in the five states that had primaries last night, because it's kind of an interesting story that's developing there. But at 79 years of age, Joe Biden is currently the oldest person ever to assume the presidency. You're aware of that, right?
Of course, yes.
Now, questions concerning his health, his mental acuity, and stamina have dogged his first term for good reason. We don't know if he's going to make it because there's times when he literally gets lost right in front of us, and it's like you don't know where he's at or if he knows where he's at.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Captain, of course, the entire point of running Joe Biden was that he was the foil to Donald Trump. They presented him as the kindly old grandfather guy in the basement, you know.
He's going to bring America together.
Bring America. I'm going to be the president of everybody, right? That whole thing.
I heard
and,
it.
Yeah, that's right. And so he wouldn't have any mean tweets. We heard on more than one occasion that the adults would be back in the room. And of course, I don't know what these adults are thinking, but evidently everything's sort of going down the tubes at this point. But he was presented in that way. But now I think to the Democrats, he served his purpose. They are going to become very vocal after the primaries about the faltering things that he is experiencing, yes.
But he didn't have any mean tweets, but yet he managed to call Peter Ducey a stupid son of a bitch. That was even worse, in my opinion, than mean tweets.
Well, right. You know, it's just that, and of course, if Donald Trump had called a reporter...
A stupid SOB, you know.
That's right. It would never hear the end of it.
Nope.
But that's because, of course, you got people on the same page with Joe Biden. Yeah.
Now, as far as mental acuity... We've seen him just stop and try to figure out where he's at and what he's doing many times. And that is very concerning because one of these times he's able to stop and just keel over.
Well, can you imagine this? You know, I'm just, and it's terrible because we're talking about the president of the United States, who needs to be the president of everybody, especially in a national emergency situation. Can you imagine though? And they used to make jokes about Ronald Reagan. You got to wake him up. You got to wake up Reagan and tell him something's happening. You know, this kind of thing. But now, what if they wake up Joe Biden and say, Mr. President, China's invaded Taiwan. Well, what do we do next? Or Mr. President, something else, some other a major event has occurred. He can't vapor lock at those times. You know, he's got to be in control. The American people expect they deserve it. It's a Republican or Democrat, right, in the White House, they need to be in control of stuff.
He's not 100% healthy, and we can all see that.
Well, precisely. And if that was your dad, or if it was your grandfather, or if it was your uncle, you know, if it was a family member, you'd be saying, oh, my gosh, you know, this is not good. We can't put Uncle Joe through that anymore. You know, that's how people would feel. But because it's wrapped up in politics, it's an entirely different story, because he serves a purpose for the Democrat Party elite at this point.
And everything we're talking about may actually explain why leading members of his own party are hesitating to give Biden their support in his bid for re-election. You know, instead of giving him a full-throated endorsement, they're just not saying anything.
Well, that's right. That's right. Or they're laughing, or they're trying to change the subject, or they're just not answering the question, where it should be a pretty simple question. And if everything was going swimmingly, then they would have no problem saying that. Let's just say that we weren't looking at the inflation and all this other stuff. Even though Biden would be faltering, they would still support him. But because they know that this is going to translate into votes and lost seats, that it's going to be incredibly significant, they're all starting to hedge. And I think I think the basic strategy is this: absorb what's ever going to happen in November and then start rebuilding from there.
Now, we know that we've had a primary election in Arizona, in Kansas, in Michigan, in Missouri, and in Washington State. And we know that where they had some candidates that were called to win in Arizona, that they're no longer calling the races for, number one, Arizona GOP governor. They did have Taylor Robson up front and in charge over this Lake lady who is the television reporter who was endorsed by Donald Trump. But right now, that is within, let's see here, that is within 2.9 percentage points between Robeson, who's in charge, or who's up front, and Lake, who's right behind him. Now,
that's right. Yeah, it looks like we got 99% precincts reporting, but it could be so close that maybe it's a runoff, or not a runoff, but a recount.
Now, we do not have as close a runoff over there in the Senate race. We've got Masters in front of Lemon and Brinovich, who I believe was the Attorney General. One, two, three, those are the three. We've got Masters up by, let's see, he's up by 7 points, 7.2 points. You would think they could call that.
Right. Well, again, Masters, too, I think was endorsed by Donald Trump. And so you're right. He had a pretty good, comfortable lead going into this election. So it's turning out sort of the way that it was expected. But you're right. Hasn't been a little check mark hasn't been put there yet.
Yeah. And then in Michigan, we do have some definitive winners. Tudor Dixon, who was Donald Trump's choice. She was, I believe, a news anchor on television. And she ran, and she got the GOP governor's nod there to run against the Wicked Witch of the Midwest, Whitmer. We'll see how that goes. By the way, they look somewhat alike, but I think that this woman, this Dixon woman, is much better looking.
Well, and of course, also you've got Gibbs winning over Peter Meyer, I believe. Meyer, who voted, I believe, to impeach Donald Trump.
Yes.
He actually issued a statement early here on Wednesday morning, Captain, saying he's proud to have remained true to his principles, basically. Even, he says, quote, when doing so came at a significant political cost.
Which means he's done.
This means he's done. Exactly.
He's done.
Yep.
Yep. His career is over. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in Arizona with the Senate race, but I do know they're trying to retire Mark Kelly, and I'm not sure who got the Arizona Senate nod yet. Do you know?
We're checking on that. I'm not seeing that pop up just yet. But
me neither.
We're continuing to see.
Yeah, me neither. So, and then, of course, they had that amendment, the pro-life amendment in Kansas, that went down in flames, and I mean, it went down significantly. It wasn't just, by a few votes. It was by, let me see here, almost 10%.
Right, yeah, 58.8 so far, that's with 99% reporting, to 41.2%. So it is a significant gulf there. And will that be a bellwether for other states who might try something similar, or how the feelings go across the U.S.?
Alrighty, hold that thought. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more. And Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics.
Lock it in and join the Captain.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
that, ladies and gentlemen, from years gone by is the Beatles, and that player that you hear with that guitar and the one singing is none other than George Harrison, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, George. You did a great job on that.
Roll Over Beethoven, and of course that song goes back to many, many times before. The one who made it famous before them was Little Richard.
That it was written by Chuck Berry as
Yeah, Chuck Berry did it too, I can remember. Chuck Berry pretty much got up on a piano and sang it and played it with his feet. So there you go. But anyway, those are the true days of rock and roll right there. True days of rock and roll. All right, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
All right, well, of course, our trucker friends are rocking across the highways and byways this morning, Captain, after a rollover Beethoven, but you definitely want to be aware you've still got some hot and dry weather up in Montana, up especially near Great Falls, also near Helena. We've continued to see high temperatures all through that that area that can be up into the 90s, even though we still don't see those specific and intense heat advisories right now. Those are dissipating, but it's still going to be hot. Same thing, hot and dry weather across most of the central to eastern Washington state, and then also parts of northern Oregon as well. Quick check of the rain. We still can see that rain that's still south of Arizona down into Mexico right now. Again, this is all monsoonal moisture. Scattered rain in New Mexico right now, a little bit north of a place called Truth or Consequences on I-25. You got rain coming across the roadway there. Let's see. We don't have a whole lot more of rain to tell you about, which is a good thing tonight. But if you're on I-15, coming up near, I believe it's near Fillmore in Utah, we still got that rain. It was there last hour and still coming across Interstate 15 there. A little bit of scattered rain, a little bit north of Reno. Doesn't look like it's really going to impact I-80, except it's moved a little bit north of Lovelock along I-80 tonight. So be careful out there. Remember the high temperatures and check on your neighbors, especially if they're elderly. Make sure that they're staying hydrated. Take care out there.
All righty. Wisconsin tonight, folks, about central western Wisconsin, just a little bit west of Madison. You have some rain and you have some flooding going on there in those areas. So be advised that you're going to have to contend with that. And that is moving to the east very slowly, moving on down into Illinois from Chicago south all the way down to the western part of Kentucky. You're going to have some rain and some warmer temperatures, and the possibility exists for some severe storms in the process too. Same thing for about two-thirds of Missouri, to include St. Louis, right over to the western tip of Kentucky. We'll get into more in Kentucky here in a minute. Then you've got the north-south angle coming up through Little Rock in Arkansas. You've got I-40 coming across where you've got the same scenario. Might have some rain and some flooding coming back at you out of Oklahoma. And Oklahoma right now, it looks like as if there is an area of rain and an area of flooding to the west and the south of Oklahoma City. And the Dallas Metroplex, same scenario. Warm temperatures, possibility for thunderstorms later today. And that goes all the way down to the Mexican border, and all the way down through San Antonio. And then over to the west, in right along the Mexican border, you do have some extremely hot temperatures there right now, and they're going to stay that way. So if you're trucking out west on I-10, west of Houston, please make sure you got your radiators right. And if you have to, throw about 4 or 5 gallons of water in the side box and take it along with you. You might need it, but you're better off with 50-50 mixture of antifreeze rather than just water, because water will boil right over, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, yes.
All right, now let me move over here where I've got a big bank of fog right now. That would be, let's see here, that would be over in the Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, east, west, north, south. You've got fog there for probably a good 50 to 75 miles in all directions, so be advised of that. And then we have some unsettled weather, of course, in Kentucky, eastern Kentucky, where, again, there's still flooding going on,
And the possibility exists for more rain today and tomorrow, which is going to just exacerbate the whole situation there when it comes to flooding, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yep. Western half of Ohio, we have the same setup as yesterday, to include some flash flooding. Southern part of Illinois, or of Michigan, rather, from Indiana all the way across to Detroit, same scenario there. I-94, you'll be in it all the way across. Same way with Oregon. Let's see, not Oregon. Listen to me, Oregon. Looking at the wrong part of the map. Indiana, where I-80 and I-90, all the way across the state, same scenario there. You could get rain. You could get some flooding in there, too. But it's going to be warm. And up in the northeast, well, you know, it's that way in the northeast. So be prepared. And we've got this bank of fog again in the Chesapeake Bay area. So be advised of that. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And I will talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget the pilot and Flying J brings you our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Okay, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Five states had elections last night. What stands out at you?
Bush Masters in Arizona. For Senate, that's a good one.
Was that person endorsed by Trump? I don't think so.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
He was bankrolled by Peter Thiel, so he faces Mark Kelly. And I think he's got the moxie to defeat Kelly.
Okay.
The other one, it looks like Carrie Lake has pulled ahead. She's not one of my favorites, but anyway, it is what it is, as they like to say. Eric Schmidt in Missouri.
Yep, one of the Erics.
yeah. So that's where we are.
Yeah, and it looks like as if Ms. Whitner is going to have a very solid challenger to go against her, because I was looking at what this gal ran on that was there. Let's see, what the heck was her name? Dixon, Tudor Dixon. I was looking at the point she ran on: family, conservatism, solid business sense, which is everything that Whitmer's not.
Well, you know, people in Michigan are going to have a long memory. You know, Michigan went through an awful lot of awful stuff all through COVID, so they got a long memory.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they do. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon. We'll be back right after the top of the hour news. And I'm going to play a little something to take us there.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.